Welcome to the March edition of Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. In this edition, we explore the progress underway at Moggill Road, experience the wonders of science as the World Science Festival comes to town, and we bark about Brisbane's top dog parks. All this and a whole lot more in this edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner here. A year ago, Brisbane was hit with one of its worst ever floods, resulting in thousands of properties being impacted and huge damage to our roads, bikeways, parks and playgrounds. Since the flood, Council has embarked on a massive rebuilding and recovery effort. As part of our response, we've expanded our highly successful Flood Resilient Homes program to at-risk businesses, helping them better prepare for future floods. Applications are open until March 31 and I encourage all eligible businesses to take up this opportunity. We can't prevent flooding, but we can all be better prepared.
Have you been watching what's happening on Moggill Road? Council has made significant progress on the construction of the Moggill Road corridor upgrade in Brisbane's west to make the Indooroopilly roundabout safer for all road users. Keep your eyes peeled as the new overpass starts to take shape from Coonan Street over Moggill Road. It's all part of our plan to help you get home sooner and safer. To learn more about this project and other road projects, visit our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au. The Moggill Road Corridor upgrade is jointly funded by Brisbane City Council and the Australian Government. Some fast facts about the project? 44,000 cubic metres or 8,800 truckloads of soil and earth have been removed from the site. 9,000 cubic metres or 22.5 tonnes of concrete will be poured. 1,440 tonnes of reinforcement steel to be used. And 117 pre-stressed concrete bridge beams will be installed. Ooh, it's an exciting year ahead for Victoria Park. Victoria Park is continuing to transform into a natural retreat in the heart of our city, with projects and events planned throughout 2023. April will be jam-packed with free school holiday activities for families, including a kids' Easter bunny hunt, outdoor cinema and kids' collective program. Mums will be the focal point in May with a special Mother's Day brunch in the park to celebrate. Council is installing new park furniture and shelters, with the construction of the Spring Hill Common and Urban Pump Track to start later in the year. Council is reviewing feedback received from the community late last year on the draft master plan. The final master plan will be released this year, showcasing how the parkland will be transformed into a uniquely Brisbane destination with something for everyone. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out more.
Hi, it's Alana Lowe's MasterChef finalist. The best way to discover what's on in Brisbane is with the Brisbane app. From breakfast by the bay to picnics in the park, the best banh mi in the burbs, and alfresco dining right by the river. Whether you're looking for new places to go, things to do, upcoming events, or hidden gems to uncover, be in the know and download the free Brisbane app today. Powered by Brisbane City Council.
Experience all the wonders of science. World Science Festival Brisbane returns to South Brisbane's Cultural Precinct from March 22nd to the 26th, throwing the spotlight on science, technology, engineering, arts and mathematics for all ages. This year's program of more than 130 events and workshops includes social science, a new feature which turns Queensland Museum into a hub of live music, shows, comedy and science, and a festival-first live recording of Australia's best comedy podcast, Irrational Fear. Returning favourites include The Hatchery, where you can visit baby turtles, and Earth's Prehistoric Picnic, where you can get up close with the dinosaurs. For the full event program, visit worldsciencefestival.com.au or click the link below. Explore more in Brisbane. Discover more of Brisbane's multicultural side with council events across the city and suburbs, or learn and celebrate our many diverse cultures any time of the year with one of these regular activities. Enjoy live performances by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists in the Queen Street Mall during Gathering, Australia's only Indigenous performance featured weekly in the heart of a major capital city. Attend a human library event, an immersive reading experience where you borrow a person instead of a book. Bookings essential via eventbrite.com. Move your body and mind at free Tai Chi and Bollywood fitness classes located throughout Brisbane. Taste flavours of the world at local food markets, including Davies Park Market, Eat Street North Shore, and Brisbane City Markets. Visit our website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, or download the Brisbane app for more information. A small gift can make a big difference. Canned food, pasta, and toiletries are some of the items most in need for this year's Homeless Connect donation drive. Help us support Brisbane's vulnerable residents by donating non-perishable foods and toiletries for the next Homeless Connect event on May 18. Local businesses and community groups come together to provide free healthcare services, housing support, haircuts, clothing, bedding and food to people experiencing or at risk of homelessness. The event has helped more than 19,000 people since it began in 2006. Your contributions can help provide essential groceries to more than 600 residents in need. Drop off your donations at local libraries or local ward offices between March 27 and May 5. How to reduce what you produce. Taking part in the Brisbane City Council Carbon Challenge is a great way to reduce household expenses and help the environment. The challenge works by calculating your household carbon emissions and suggests changes to reduce what you produce. We can all make a big difference by switching off lights and appliances, reducing food waste, composting food scraps, or catching the bus a few days a week. In 2021, Brisbane households that took part in the challenge reduced their emissions by 55% on average. Council has a target to halve average household carbon emissions from home energy use, transport and waste from the current 11.5 tonnes to 6 tonnes by 2031. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au for more info. 3 decades of beautiful care. The Westlake River Hills Bush Care Group, WRBG, is celebrating 30 years of caring for bushland on the banks of the Brisbane River at Pullen Reach. The group works to preserve the area for future generations, creating a lush habitat for a range of native flora and fauna, and hosting regular working bees to conserve and enhance the bushland. The group lists its achievements as developing the skills of new volunteers and inspiring future generations of local nature lovers. There are more than 8,000 community members volunteering to protect, restore and enhance the environment, restoring natural habitats in parks, bushland, wetlands and waterways. Search Community Conservation on Council's website to find your nearest community conservation group.
Get back to nature at Brisbane's biggest new park, just minutes from the city. Whether it's taking a walk along more than 10 kilometres of tracks among the trees, or letting the kids burn off some energy while spotting wildlife on the nature trails.
What's that bird?
With 64 hectares of green space and rolling hills, there's plenty of room to fill your day at Victoria Park. For more ideas and things to see and do, visit Brisbane City Council's website or download the free Brisbane app.
In local news, boost your business skills. Brisbane residents from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds can upskill with business courses from Certificate 4 courses to postgraduate university studies by applying for the Lord Mayor's Multicultural Business Scholarship Program. For more information, visit Council's website. 21st Century Brisbane. Explore all the positive ways our city is evolving with our new Brisbane Greeters Tour, 21st Century Brisbane. Led by our knowledgeable volunteer guides, residents and visitors can expect to see iconic public art pieces, street art filled laneways, and exciting projects currently under construction. Visit our website to book, brisbane.qld.gov.au. Green Heart Pop-Up. Save the date. The Green Heart Pop-Up is coming to Mount Ommaney Centre from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on March 27 and 28. With free native plants, kids' activity bags and sustainability displays, so you can reduce your eco footprint at home. For more information, visit sustainablebrisbane.com.au. Did you know there's free school holiday activities at Brisbane Metro Information Centre? These school holidays visit the free, interactive and immersive Brisbane Metro Information Centre to discover how Council is shaping Brisbane into a world-leading clean, green and sustainable city. Visitors can walk through the life-sized metro model, experience the metro through virtual and augmented reality, time travel through Brisbane's public transport history, or take part in games and activities hosted in our Kids' Corner. The new Turn Up and Go Brisbane Metro will link the city to the suburbs, making it easier to connect with the people and places you love. The centre is located at 63 Adelaide Street and is open 10:30am to 4pm Monday to Friday and is closed on public holidays. The green bridges are taking shape. The Brisbane River is a hive of activity as construction forges ahead on two new green bridges. The Kangaroo Point Green Bridge is taking shape, with the first two bridge spans installed in the CBD and at Kangaroo Point. The world's largest lifting capacity crane, standing 20 stories high in the Brisbane River, will lift the remaining bridge spans into place and construct the 83-metre-tall mast over the coming months. Further downstream, works are underway to construct the Lawrence Bonney Riverwalk extension as part of the Breakfast Creek Green Bridge. The Kangaroo Point and Breakfast Creek Green Bridges are expected to be completed in 2024. On your bike. Whether it's for commuting, exercise or fun, it's never been easier or safer to get around Brisbane on two wheels or by foot. New data has revealed the most travelled paths in Brisbane's active travel network, with routes into the CBD proving the most popular. The Goodwill Bridge was the most used shared path in the city, with an average of 11,000 trips each day. The City Reach Boardwalk and Bicentennial Bikeway also attracted an average of 6,000 trips per day. Cycling Brisbane offers a variety of free activities for people looking to get out and about on the network, including guided tours and workshops for people riding bikes or e-scooters. Visit cyclingbrisbane.com.au for more information. What's on across the city and suburbs? From fitness events catering to all abilities to citywide Brisbane Youth Week events, find out what's on this month by downloading the Brisbane app, available from your device's app store. You can also find activities and events on Council's What's On in Brisbane webpage at brisbane.qld.gov.au and our What's On Brisbane Facebook page. Brisbane is perfect for dogs. There's plenty to bark about for the more than 100,000 dogs registered in Brisbane. With more than 160 dog parks open for local pooches to enjoy. Let your furball run, exercise and socialise off-leash with other dogs, or get them into shape for show dog life using agility equipment. Brisbane City Council is investing $1.4 million to upgrade dog off-leash areas across the city, making it even easier for you and your four-legged friends to unleash hours of fun. We all love our fur babies. So today we're having a chat with Alana Trail from Brisbane City Council. Alana, for pet owners, particularly dog owners, what's Brisbane City Council doing to help keep our pooches happy?
Well, Sharon, Brisbane City Council is investing in our dog parks all across the city. We're upgrading all of our dog off-leash areas so that they're somewhere close by everybody for them to go with their furry friends.
How many dog off-leash parks are there in Brisbane?
In Brisbane, there's over 160 dog parks where people can take their four-legged friends with a variety of activities included in all of the different parks. It's really easy to find a park near you as well. If you go onto our website, you search dog parks and it comes up with a map of parks closest to you.
Got some tips for us to being a responsible dog owner?
The other thing about being a really good pet parent is being a responsible pet owner. And there are some really easy things people can do to ensure that their pets are safe and, you know, keep the whole community happy. It really means having adequate fencing around your property to keep your four-legged friends safe and secure. Making sure that your dog is supervised at all times, whether that's in an off-leash area in the dog park or whether it's keeping them on a leash when you're walking around your suburb. And the other thing that's, of course, really important is that we all remember to pick up after our four-legged friends.
Why is it so important to register your dogs and cats?
Registering your dog with council is really important. Both registration and microchipping mean that if you do lose your four-legged friend, it makes it easier for us to find and reconnect you with your dog as quickly as possible. It also helps us to establish proof of ownership if your dog's not wearing a collar or any other kind of identifying mark.
How's the money used?
So in registering your dog, it helps us provide services, including making sure we can reunite you with your dog, but also investigating any complaints of wandering animals or any other pet-related issues across Brisbane. We also provide some key education services about responsible pet ownership and, of course, the fabulous dog off-leash areas.
You can download the Brisbane app for free and discover our amazing dog off-leash parks and also find dog-friendly cafes. Or you can visit the webpage brisbane.qld.gov.au and search dog parks. Alana Trail from Brisbane City Council, thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit Brisbane City Council's website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, or call Council's contact centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day.